Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Jellyfish stings are a common occurrence, particularly during the summer months. And while they can be quite painful, they're easy to treat and seldom require medical attention. Jellyfish tentacles release thousands of very tiny stinging cells called nematocysts that attach to the surface of the skin and release venom. Try not to scratch or rub the area that was stung, because the stinging cells continue to release more venom when you do that, and it worsens the already itching, red, painful area. The most effective way to break down and prevent further release of those jellyfish venoms is to rinse the affected skin with hot water. The venom is broken down by the hot water, but not by cold water. Apply lidocaine or benzocaine. Cover the area with a dry dressing. And you may need to take over-the-counter medications such as ibuprofen or acetaminophen for pain and itching. The discomfort may last around 30 minutes, but the redness and itching may linger for several hours or days. For Here's to Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.